Dermot and Dave on Today FM.
Did you hear about this, that certain televisions are, like Samsung, are warning customers to avoid discussing personal information in front of their smart TVs? Because the TV is listening to you, and then it could potentially give that information to third parties. What the hell is that about?
Okay, so this is the Internet of Things, okay? So what happens is you make things, physical objects in your life, connect to the internet. So your fridge, your TV, whatever it is. Okay.
Sorry, why is your fridge connected to the internet?
So when you run, when you're running down in
cabbage, have you been watching Netflix again?
So when you're running low on eggs,
yes, I keep my cabbage in the fridge.
Okay. No, hang on. I'll explain this very briefly. You shop online and you get it delivered.
Tomatoes are watching porn.
Stop it. Let me finish. And your
fridge, they're so red.
Your fridge keeps a record of what's in your fridge by having like a little chip that can scan as your stuff goes in and out.
Then
when you go to log on to shop online and go, well, you've only got one tomato left, so you better get new pouring tomatoes. they're running low because you keep eating them. So anyway, the Internet of Things is brilliant, but it's also dangerous. So one of the things that these type of things like smart TVs need to do is they need to tailor their services to you. So they need to learn about you, okay?
They don't need to learn about
me. They do. That's how they work. Otherwise, they're just playing YouTube.
I sit down and I watch telly. I don't need it to do any more than that.
Listen to what you're saying, you Luddite. 50 years ago, people said, I don't need a telly in my house. Now your telly could do more things. In 50 years, it'll be able to do even more things.
Can you tell the telly to go to the fridge and tell the tomatoes to stop watching porn? Can you do that? Is it because, like, on my PS4, for instance, it has voice activation when I play FIFA.
Yeah.
So when I say, track back! All out attack! So instead of just listening for those commands, it's listening to everything and me going, why did you drive the car into the plant in the front of our house? Which actually happened today.
And then it will go, insurance companies, please contact Armour Wheel, and he's crashed the car into a plant pot.
So it's essentially, what's going to happen is that annoying paperclip from from Word is going to come back on your television and go,
Clippy,
wrong, I see you're having a domestic. Would you like a lawyer? No. Get out to the fridge. I can hear the television.
I can hear the tomatoes going at it.
Mike Brewer.
And I'm Ed China.
And when we're in the Wheeler Dealers Workshop, we always listen to Dermot and Dave from Today FM.
Mike, you're never in the workshop. I've got to do all the work myself.
I can't go, Ed. See you later.
Let's actually do something important.
Say stuff, that's who's the music.
Say stuff. Death
Suits
the music.
Say stuff. Death Suits the music.
So here we go. It's time for Dermot to hear pieces of music he's never heard before, and he must say stuff that he thinks suits them, which usually results in me snotting tea out of my nose. Are you ready?
Do it. The year I left Twinkleberry Common was the year I'll never forget. I packed my leather bag, grabbed my heart, scarf and coat. Or rather, hat, scarf and coat. And headed out in my Morris Minor, which I drove straight into a tree. And now I'm trapped in the wreckage. Send help, Papa.
Excuse me. Sorry, Father. Father. That's not a sermon. Father. Father, we need a proper sermon this week, Father. No. I'm sorry. I don't remember the Corinthians doing that.
Roll up, see the magic performing donkey. Watch him as he becomes invisible donkey. £2 a bit, 5 cents a gander. Come on, have a look. Get your shillings into your missus. Oi, you lot, get out of it. You slag.
All right. I'm Matthew McConaughey. I never put my shirt on for nobody. All right. Look at my nipples. I'm rubbing them with my fingers. All right. I'm Matthew McConaughey. Look at my boobies. On screen. Captain Picard, you've entered the Delta Quadrant. We have sonic cannons trained on your ship now. Picard.
No, this is a pizza delivery for O'Brien. Two pizzas for O'Brien.
No, they're two doors down.
Three and four and six. Tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick.
We're all dancing penguins. We're at Dublin Zoo. We look like we're wearing tuxedos, but really it's just pigmentation on our feathers. We can't swim and we can't fly, but the children wave at us and throw jellies in our eyes. Please take us out of the zoo. It's all natural now.
Dermot and Dave on Today FM.
Straw Boy and Iona on Today FM. That's our homegrown hero this week with Dermot and Dave. Really good. Kieran from Galway, Kieran O'Rourke. Began as a student of jazz, world and folk music in Dublin and Boston, and then head to London to delve deeper into those styles, and it's paid off. Tidal Islands is the name of the album. It's out now.
Our Lenny thinks he sounds like Simple Kid. Remember him? Oh, yeah. There's definitely a touch of that and a bit of Badly Drawn Boy. Definitely a bit of Nick Drake in his collection as well.
So there you go. That's Straw Boy on Today FM. If you want to be a homegrown hero, you know somebody who should be, you can email us homegrownhero@todayfm.com. Drop us some class of download link to your music would be great. No need to send giant WAVs or anything like that. And no need to send crappy videos taken on your old Nokia.
I go on for the laugh.
I don't.
I enjoy them. Gav is in the studio next door to us here, sticking wires into things. He does actually know what he's doing. He's not just doing it randomly. Codaline are on their way into us to perform and have the chats.
I heard so good. It sure does. Your stupid injuries today, inspired by our very own Jules here in Today FM.
That's right. She's upstairs in sales, sporting a lovely black eye, which she gave herself with the plug off her hair straightener. The poor thing.
Tom in Cork says, putting on a belt that was wrapped around itself, I unfurled it like a yo-yo and broke two toes with the buckle. Super feckin' ouch.
That must be one of those big Budweiser buckles or something, is it, from the early 90s? 501s and a big Budweiser buckle. You're king of the hill.
I love how manly Kev is. He says, lads, shot myself in the finger with a crossbow. Was worth it.
Oh, yeah. This is weird. I fell on my mum's yard, smacked my knee in gravel, got a pebble embedded in the same said knee, had to get it poked out under local anaesthetic 2 years ago. I still have a lump the size of a Malteser on my knee, which throbs when I get nervous.
Oh my God!
A throbbing knee?
Did you not get that checked out? Just saying. I fell in the bath with a glass in my mouth. Okay, first of all, don't have a glass in your mouth and don't fall in the bath. I cut my tongue open and you can't stitch your tongues, guys. It doesn't work. Well, that's what the doctor told me. Still get sore the odd day and it was over 20 years ago. What the hell was I doing with the glass in my feckin' mouth? Says Mac. I don't know, Mac.
Brian in Wicklow is the toughest man in Ireland today. Hats off, Brian. When I was 10, I was trying to get the dog out from underneath the glass cabinet. She turned and bit me on the nose, so I grabbed her paw and bit her in the leg. So there was two of us on the floor, lying there bleeding. Man versus dog. There can be no winners.
Don't bite your animals.
So Katie's in Cork, and she fell down the stairs one night while singing her garlic chips with cheese song. Tell us more.
Okay, so I went home. I was like really excited about the garlic chip with cheese, so I went upstairs. I was going to eat it in bed like a slob. But I needed my 7-Up from downstairs. So I was like dancing over to the stairs, but the stairs are really slippy because they're wooden.
Oh, yeah.
And I had my slipper socks on, which are like the clues in the title, they're slippy. So I jumped onto the top step and went straight down onto the wooden straight onto my coccyx bone. It was extremely painful. Yeah, I actually started crying with pain. It was horrific.
But listen, let's get back to this. At the top of the stairs, you were singing your garlic cheese and chips.
I was.
Song.
Yes.
What is it?
I've got a garlic chip with cheese. It just continues like that in a round.
Let's all do it together. Like, let's all do it.
Well, I've got a garlic chip with cheese.
I've got a garlic chips and cheese. I've got a garlic chips and cheese.
McCain Roasts with Dermot and Dave on Today FM.
Namaste. Welcome to Dermot and Dave's 7 Second of Zen on Today FM. For true happiness, you must... Oh, we run out of time.
Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars and Uptown Funk on Today FM with Dermot and Dave. Hello, how are you? 53102 live at todayfm.com. We should have Codeline in the building. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
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 You don't know what this means to us. We're so excited about you guys coming in that we wrote you your own theme music.
Oh, what?
Are you ready?
No.
Yeah, check it.
Codeline! They even got the wrong time! Codeline, they're looking so fine.
Well, thank you very much.
Big rise.
Can I just say as well, you smell delightful, gentlemen.
Oh, that's amazing.
You're far too kind. Like.
Yeah, that's why they're in the studio next door to us here.
In a bomb-proof room.
Yeah, they're scared of Dave, not only because he keeps smelling our guests, but also because all of his children have chicken pox at the moment.
Seriously, all four.
Dave, I hugged you, man. You should have told me.
Don't worry. I was hosed down in a chemical bath before I came in here.
Yeah.
Who's the hose? Vinny down now.
Yeah, what the
fuck? Again.
I was wondering what again. That rash was.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll give you some Veruca socks when you're leaving.
You make my own world feel so right when it's wrong. That's how I know you are the one. That's why I know you are the one. That's how I know you are the one. That's how I know you are the one.
Whoa!
Beautiful, that's.
That was fantastic.
The one from Codeline from the album Coming Up for Air, which of course is out now.
That's a hell of a wedding present for your friend. It sure beats a king-size duvet set.
Live at todayfm.com. If you want to get in touch, you can get us on Twitter, and of course you can get us on Boast as well, which is the social network where you can actually talk to us rather than just type, and we can stick you on the radio too, which is what we're going to do now in a second.
Yeah, interestingly enough, you guys have been sort of taking over the reins of our show and running your own competitions. I love it.
Yeah, we had Paulie doing backtracks the other day where he played a song backwards, and our job and your job and everyone's job was to try and identify it. A couple of people got it right. It was Pink Floyd's The Wall. But Mark has been on, Mark Kay, and he's a bass player, and he's actually playing a game called Beat the Bass. He's even got a name for it, and it's got two B's in it, which is like the key to radio.
Well, let's do it.
So Beat the Bass, what you have to do is identify the song with the bass only, and so you can have you got a buzzer?
I have my bell. I always have my bell here, Dave.
Well, give us a ding. Right, so ding anytime.
Morning, Faulty!
You know, every other radio show in the world would just use a sound effect, but Dermot actually has a hotel reception bell.
Did you buy this from me, Maria? No. I don't remember where I got it from.
You're just weird.
Like, they're just fun things to have. These jokes.
Right, well, use it anyway for this. See if you can identify the track based on the bass line. Play along at home too and text on 53102 if you know.
Right, so the first one is easy but cheesy. Tell me the name of this song.
Wakefield, Saturday Night.
Yes.
I'll clap myself.
Okay, that's number one.
Number two.
Doing a David, a very poor David Brent dance is not an answer.
I don't know who sings it.
Uh, No. 53102.
Who is it?
Artist and title, please. 53102. Educate Dermot. Number three.
Oh, hang on.
And the third and last one.
Guns N' Roses.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet Child of Mine.
Yes. How about that? Well done. So you just 2 out of 3.
That's not bad. You kind of got 2.5.
No, come on. You're singing it along is not correct.
Everyone knows it. It's that song. It's from The Office.
It's Disco Inferno.
By?
Don't know.
Oh, Tina Turner.
Does she do Disco and Turner? Disco?
That's what Noel from Warner Music says.
How are you, Noel? You're a legend.
It's a Tina Day. Anton was playing a bit of Ike and Tina earlier on.
Was it Tina? Did Tina do Disco Inferno? Oh, why is my voice so high? I don't know. This is my unsure voice. It doesn't appear all the time.
Okay, is this a good impression, ready?
Unfortunately, the visuals are lost on our radio listenership.
McCain Original Oven Chips with Dermot and Dave on today.
Are you ready? Dermot and Dave's jingly bits on Today FM. Making funny jingles for your business. Send us a text and we'll write a song. But don't blame us if we get it wrong. This is Dermot and Dave's jingly bits.
Let's say hi to Donald Byrne from Big Red Barn in Ahamore, County Mayo. How are you?
How's the lens? How's the crack?
So tell us about Big Red Barn.
Big Red Barn, the newest mobile event structure in the country. We have been all over the country. Some of Ireland's biggest names have played at Riverdance, Damien Dempsey, Ryan Sheridan. We do weddings, wakes, music festivals, you name it, we're there. We have a new product coming out now in January called the Little White Chapel, which will seat 100 people and allow people to get married anywhere they want. So, lads, if you're interested and you're new in the vows, we're the company for you.
That's amazing. Sorry, just back up a little bit. And what is an event structure? You got to dumb it down for people like me.
Okay, a portable structure. So it's 20 metres by 20 metres.
Right.
Comes in a 45-foot trailer and we can stand it in between 8 to 12 hours.
Okay.
And we have two of them, so we can put them back to back that cater for over 2,000 people. And you can bring it down in size and cater for 200, 300 people.
Does it look like one of those red barns that you might be taking old Malasu up for a roll in the hay?
Exactly. It's where we were Amish, the way it goes up so fast.
They don't use cranes. You're cheating.
Yeah. Get the horses out. And so the Little White Chapel, that's a good
great,
thing.
Yeah.
I remember when I was getting married, I wanted to get married, you know, in some, not necessarily in a church, but it was very difficult at the time. So no offence, God. thanks for the lend of the gaff.
Donald, this is a pretty brilliant idea on the two things you're doing. What's your background? How did you end up doing this?
So I was in events management and I was the operations manager for the Olympic Park in London, and we had over 2,000 marquees, and every day my phone was hopping with rain coming in all sides, snow bending roofs, and they just led to so many problems. When I got home, I said, we can make a structure that's stronger, more durable, and can give everything that they also offer.
So what's the website?
BigRedBaron.ie, and at Big Red Baron, we don't do problems, we only do solutions.
I like it, Donald.
Right, are you ready for your Dermot and Dave jingly bit solution?
Fire ahead, lads.
I got a special event, but it don't like tents, and it's gotta have room for all my guests.
Well, get yourself a Big Red Barn. It's the most unique venue by far.
Can you put in a bar and lights and stuff, and we promise not to wreck it if we get too rough?
Yeah, we can do anything at Big Red Barn, but if you break our stuff, we'll break your arm. Only joking.
Avoid the fuss and all the hassle, and get yourself a Big Red Barn. And tie the knot in our Little White Chapel. You can stick it in a field of your choice or your own backyard. Big Red Barn and the Little White Chapel go together like Bono and Apple. Don't be bothered with soggy marquees. Head to BigRedBarn.ie.
Absolutely class, lads. Thanks so much. Great show.
Dermot and Dave on Today FM.